Next song, Turning Gold song we had for a long time.
Yes, we did.
I think this is one of the, it was a song when we were making this record, we were trying to, or whenever we make a record. If there's a song that we couldn't, I guess it's not that common.
Couldn't, but no. It's...
But we tried to record the song several times.
Yes.
Yep.
And it, we didn't know what to do with it. And but we really liked the song. Yeah.
This song's been around. It's been around for a while.
We even tried a couple of different ways on this record alone.
Yeah.
Notwithstanding the stuff you guys did before we started this record working on it.
Yeah, like, definitely. Yeah. Always say that this was always an acoustic guitar driven song until we just took everything out and had it be vocal.
Yeah.
And then that's where it landed. And we
I was obsessed with having a sitar.
Taylor was obsessed with a sitar on it.
So Ben said, get a sitar.
Yeah, so John got a sitar.
Portland, Maine.
Well,
sitar.
It was like for years I'd been like, it has to start with a sitar. It has to start with a sitar.
But
I was like,
out.
This is stupid.
David Pontebrand.
There you go.
David Pontebrand played the sitar.
And what we didn't know about sitar was that it's in a specific key.
Yeah.
So to get what we were looking for is actually the sound of either a tempura or a... So, I don't know what else.
I think it's a tempura. It's a tempura, is the drone.
Yeah,
that
I think there's a couple that do that, but I think that's the one he said.
The tempura accompanies the solo sitar.
But I think he strugglingly also retuned his sitar for us to play this in our key.
Yeah.
And so he played a couple things. We videotaped him the whole time doing it, which I don't know if that helped him out at all.
Yeah, probably not.
I don't think he was used to it. And that goes through the tune. Recorded the drums a couple times. I think we changed something.
We changed kits, or
we had it completely tracked drum wise, and then
we changed the tempo.
You changed the tempo,
right?
Yeah, and then Jamie had to record the whole thing over again.
Yeah,
and then changed it from there even. So multiple versions drum wise.
Yeah, let's see. That's the first time I used a Vox amp on a record. Isn't that weird?
Yeah.
It's the first time I've ever used an AC-30 on a record. I find that to be so strange.
They're specific, though. Different ones behave different. Like, you'll never find two that sound the same.
Nah, Kato just hated them. That was it. I never had one. But it totally worked out well. I think it's a song that if you sit with it long enough...
If
you keep listening to it over and over again, maybe it's good.
It kept reintroducing itself to us over the time, you know? So
yeah, if someone keeps knocking on the door,
yeah, exactly.
Eventually you let them in. Is that...
Yeah.
Is that how that works?
Or at least eventually you open the door. I don't know about letting them in, but...
Yeah.
We got a lot of people we've been knocking on this door for a long time. I don't want to say.
You at least see who's bothering you so much.
Sure. Jamie's looking at me.